And how we usually start these now is, what I'm gonna do is we're gonna start this little meetup here, whereas I'm gonna say a word and then you're gonna say a word and then we're gonna go back and forth with the objective of we're gonna form a full sentence together. All right, click record whenever you're ready. No, just the game and in. The game is what I use to sync the audio. That's the beauty of it. Okay.
Yes.
First word. Sweet.
Tooth. You gone blank already, have you?
Yeah, I blanked already. Sweet tooth. You want to try again?
Go for it.
Family.
Fun.
Activities.
Alcohol?
I mean, like, okay. So let me phrase it in a different way. So this is more like an improv exercise. It's not word association. It's more like we're trying to form a sentence is the goal.
Right.
Right. So, like, you know, like how a sentence usually goes is like, you know, like an object and then like is or are. And then usually one of us will like say a curse word in there.
Right.
That's usually how it ends. Okay, let's try one more time. I'll let you start this time.
Oh, shit. Death.
Is.
Rather.
Funny.
At.
Funerals.
Especially.
When.
There.
Yours.
What? They're yours.
Yeah, the funeral's really funny. When it's your own funeral, it's really funny. So there we go. Now we're all eased in. Now we can sync the audio with that, and then
good luck with that.
We're all good. So what were we talking about just now before we started? Talking about mics and shit.
Mics, numbers, adrenaline, mm-hmm. Dopamine.
Family fun, alcoholic activities, yeah.
That sounds like a bad porno. I have been drinking, by the way.
Hello there. Oh, wonderful. It's only 3 o'clock here in the States, so I can't really do that yet. I'm feeling the contact high almost from you. I can feel your energy through the ether. Cool. All right, so how do you usually do these? Because I know this is more of like a... You're interviewing me at the same time, and I'm also interviewing you. So, like, if you have any questions that you usually ask, I'm down for whatever you got.
But there's always the one question we ask every guest, and that is, if you could say a pint of Cthulhu was any type of drink, what would it be?
I'm imagining, like, a pint of Cthulhu. So it's, like, it's obviously, like, a pint mug, like a glass mug, with some green glowing shit in there. And then when you drink it, and then you're finished drinking it, and it kind of tastes like umami, kind of. Like, there's no real, like, you can't say it's sweet or tangy or spicy. It's just a fucking, like, it's an experience. Ooh. I would say it's probably like if you mixed pickle juice with bleach.
Oh.
That's... And then when you finish drinking it, you like, instead of a milk mustache or whatever, like, fucking tentacles come out of your lips.
Your esophagus is
old. In your esophagus, yeah.
Oh, dear. I mean, I don't know. This is your show, man. How do you normally do this?
I mean, we're just chilling here, so... I don't really have a format or anything, aside from the improv skit at the beginning where we form the sentence. That's usually the only thing I have planned. So it's more like we're just kind of chilling here, get to know each other a little bit better. So why don't you tell me about yourself and your various projects and your, because I've listened to A Pint of Cthulhu a little bit, and I'm really enjoying like the chemistry you have with your mates, and it's a real fun time to listen to, especially if you're into TTRPGs and all that. So why don't you speak on that a little bit?
Okay. Well, I am Matt, and as you have said, yes, I am the producer for A Pint of Cthulhu. It started about nearly 3 years ago now. Just one of those things that was like a bunch of friends online went, you know, fuck it. Do you want to play some games? Record it. See if someone listens.
Want to play a little game? Would you like to play a game?
Just imagining you with your fucking with your tentacle mustache, you come in on a little tricycle. All right, guys, we're buckle in, boys. We're recording. I've attached a fucking lock device on your skull, and if you don't record with me, it'll fucking split your skull open. It'll split your skull in twain.
Well, it's not that dark, but you know. I mean, just a bunch of people that like having a bit of a shits and giggles, playing a couple of TTRPGs, talking to creators, other podcasters such as yourself.
That's what it's all about. The real Wizard Scrolls, the friends we make along the way.
Current project at the moment is trying to self-write our season 4 from the ground up using a system that's not even out yet, and then potentially going to publish it as an actual,
potentially, yeah, that's usually a good part of that,
yeah.
So what is this the mystery system that you have in mind?
Well, it was a Kickstarter that came out a little while back by Odd Gob Games and Stillfleet Studios called Blister Critters. Imagine, if you will, a slightly cartoonish world. Humans have disappeared, animals are sentient, they get magical weird powers through the power of the sun, mutating them and getting nasty blisters. It can be as cartoonish as you want or as fucked up as you want, and knowing us, it's going to be incredibly fucked up, considering the first season we ever did was Shotgun the Baby.
Oh my goodness, a shotgun, like shotgun, like boom, or like,
yep,
or like you get a beer can and bite it and just slurp the whole thing in 2 seconds.
So for premise,
because either way that sounds very disturbing.
It was Call of Cthulhu, the game, and the scenario was Sorrow and Clay. In that, you go into a swamp, you're handed a baby by a weird swamp monster, and one of our players, instead of taking the child, decided to put a 12 gauge to its head and blow it into mist.
Oh no. I hope that episode had a content warning on it.
Nope.
I can imagine like a 5-year-old fucking finding your show. Like, oh wow.
Hey, if kids are listening to this, it's their own fucking fault.
Yeah, right? Like, the parents should be responsible for making sure their child is absorbing the correct content.
Exactly.
This isn't Cocoa Melon. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, this is fucked up. Give you nightmares.
So let me ask, you're in the TTRPG spheres a little bit more than I am. Have you ever heard of the game Space Kings?
No.
I think you'll like it a lot. So like, imagine like a D&D, if you will. Like, it's a real complicated game. Like, you got fucking all these dice, this whole fucking book of rules and lore and shit. And, like, for a newcomer like me, I've played D&D a few times, and I couldn't really get into it, just because, it was really hard, like, especially for someone who can't, like, what's it called? It's just a really complicated, like, learning curve, especially starting out. Space Kings, instead of using dice and all this, it uses a deck of cards. 52, and then the two jokers. And then it's based on card flips. So like, if I'm a real strong character and my brawn is a real, like, I have a brawn of 4 is the maximum you can have, and I need to lift a heavy object, I might use brawn and athletics as my flips. So if my brawn is 4 and my athletics is like 2, I'll flip 6 cards. And depending on the outcome, so faces and aces, so like king, queen, jack, and ace count as a success, and number cards count as a failure. But if you get a joker, that's when funny stuff happens. So, like, if I, I'm going to flip six cards with my big, strong character, and I need to lift this object. Okay, I got two successes and a joker. So what that means is I'm going to kind of be able to lift it a little bit, but then, like, oh, shit, it's too heavy. I fucking slipped a disc. Minus one to agility for the rest of the session.
Oh, fuck.
Or something like that. Yeah. So I would, yeah, like I actually was a Kickstarter, like that was a Kickstarter for Super Tri Studios, and Kevin Cole's the name of the fellow. And I remember like he had a podcast called Pretend Friends, where they basically introduced this to everybody. You can kind of get the gist of how to play just by listening to like two episodes of the show, and then you're basically good to go.
I've just found their website.
Yeah, it's a very, very, like, easy to learn, hard to master kind of thing. Like, you can, and it's very improv heavy. Like, basically, whatever funny idea sticks is what we'll go with.
Huh.
The character I'm currently running, I have a group of friends of mine are playing a campaign where my character is Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. Except I'm like,
hello, my name is Tin Man, and I fucking love oil.
And it's just me doing that voice the whole time.
He's basically going for a fucked up Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, Stephen Hawking, like, before the whole Epstein thing. It's just a fucking robot walking around just drinking any oil he can find. And that's my entire being. And, like, I feel like, with me personally, with tabletop RPGs, I'm not that good at them, is what I found. I'm very I get easily distracted, and like, if like as the host of a TTRPG, like would probably want you to like ask questions and like try to figure out the lore of whatever situation, whatever puzzle. Like, I'm the kind of player, I'll just fucking go with whatever and not ask any questions and just blindly just go along with whatever. So like for a character who with a single-minded obsession for oil, I feel like it's the perfect fit.
Hey, it sounds like it works.
Yeah, no, it's a real funny time. Especially when he's fucking... He's like...
I would like to turn into a car.
And then I have to flip brawn piloting to turn into a car for the other characters to drive around in.
How are you pulling off that voice? That is absolutely incredible.
I actually get this question a lot. So basically, the best way I can describe it is as you inhale,
Oh. You
have to like close your vocal box in a certain way that the
like
vibration.
This.
You talk
like,
this.
Yeah, you're kind of close, actually. You're really close.
It's rather difficult to do.
Yes. Oh, fuck. But like, you got to just kind of vibrate the fucking vocal cords in a certain way, and then that causes the sound.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
You ever hear Tenacious D, like Jack Black inward singing? It's almost like that.
I have not, but I do know of Tenacious D.
Yeah. It's a real funny band. I remember back when I first heard... Okay, so this might be dating myself. I'm a rather young fellow. I'm 25. So growing up with, like, early YouTube, the majority of my experience with YouTube at the time was, like, SpongeBob edited. It was just these, like, they would just be a person with, like, Windows Movie Maker or whatever software was out at the time. They take an episode of SpongeBob, and then they'll just, like, play, like, it'll be SpongeBob, like, talking to Patrick or whatever, and then all of a sudden, it just cuts to Jack Black going, "Fuck you!" instead of whatever words he was saying. Oh, my goodness. Those, like, was... Like, my brain was severely rotted as a child because of those videos. But, like, that was my first exposure to Tenacious D, was just, like, they used a lot of clips from that first album of theirs in the videos. Hmm. And then later on in life, when I actually listened to the album for the first time, I'm like, oh, my goodness. That's where these voices come from.
I didn't even realize
it was Jack Black.
You see... I'm 31 years old. I remember when YouTube started.
You're a little bit older than I am. So, like, have you had any Have you ever watched any of these videos that I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do.
Okay, wonderful. So we're on the same page there.
Just trying to remember some of the more weird fucked up things from the past. I think the most fucked up thing originally on... Do you remember that weird car advert that turned into a jump scare?
What, Big Bill Hells?
No, it was just like a weird... It was just like this car traveling down this scenic route and all of a sudden there's a jump scare on it.
Oh, like when he fucking, like, when the car, like, roll, like, barrel rolls into, like, 18 kids?
Dude, what the fuck are you watching? No! I'll send you the video at some point.
I'll send you that video that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think that one's that old. I'll send you both of the ones I just talked about. The Big Bill Hells is fucking huge. Like, it's like, fuck you, Baltimore! If you want to buy a car this weekend, you can kiss my ass!
Hmm.
Oh, that one's great.
I'm just trying to remember some of the weird shit that I watch on there. It's been a while.
Also, on my show, I do like to actually play the clips that we talk about.
How so, do you any not links get that you copyright have, on that, though?
I do like to... It's a... I'll pitch shift it, is the thing. It's sneaky. It's a little sneaky.
Do you remember Salad Fingers, then?
Salad Fingers, yeah, they're still active, too. Like, there's new episodes that come out, like... It was a new one that came out, like, this year. That shit's fucking freaky.
Yeah,
especially the newer ones. It's fucking... Yeah, freaky's the word.
It's well done, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the weird...
It's like, hey there, I'm Salad Fingers. Fucking weird. It's just, like, really off-putting, like, the way the guy speaks. Relaxing car drive. Let's watch this.
I mean, it's probably not actually scary anymore, but, you know.
Okay, so it's a car driving down the road. This nice green hill. And it's a car drive. It's overhead shot. And then what do we got? It's just gonna... What the... What?
Wait, what?
And then a fucking zombie comes out and screams in your face.
Yeah, he's the one.
And it's like a German commercial for, like, a coffee beverage of some kind.
I don't think
that does not make me want to purchase that product at all. Like, that fucking makes me, like, if I saw that in the store, like, if I saw that brand in the store, I would fucking steer clear. I would buy their competitor.
Have you watched Cool 3D World?
Cool 3D World, I've heard of.
You've heard of, but have you seen it?
I've heard of, I've seen some of them. Yeah, they're fucking, like, yeah, it's that, like, 3D animated,
well, yeah, something.
like just strangeness. Yes, I'm aware of that. Did you watch Big Bill's House yet?
Big Bill's House.
I just sent it to
oh,
you.
Oh, right, okay.
Big Bill Hells.
Oh, it's interesting. We're actually on to YouTube. I understand.
So what'd you think of that?
Challenge pissing. What the fuck? That just is your show, isn't it?
That's a funny story. I actually, like, I was inspired by this commercial. Back in 2021, I made a promo for my show that was basically this word for word, except swapping out. I'm like, fuck you, podcast listener. If you're enjoying this piece of shit, then why don't you listen to the Wizard Scroll? I'm like, if you can make it past the 5-minute mark without trying to cancel me, you can kiss my ass. Something like that.
What is this?
It's just going to be a lot of clips. A lot of clips in this one, I'm feeling.
Oh, I do remember this advert.
Yeah, like the fuck, yeah. Don't speed or else you might kill fucking... Massacre a bunch of children by accident.
Fucking hell, yeah, I do remember that. You want clips, do you? And I'm trying to think of the weird
shit. I mean,
shit.
Like, do you want to... Cool 3D world. That's kind of going to be hard to convey on an audio medium. But we can try, if you have one that you especially like.
Oh, fuck knows. Have you watched Joe Harver?
Yes, I've seen a couple of his. Like, I've watched some of his shit, and it's a Real good stuff. Like, especially as, like, rotoscoped cartoons and shit.
I fucking love that shit. That's so fucking
Have you ever seen the one about Curious George on his deathbed? It's like, I found all the answers. It's like, I even found out who runs QAnon.
I think
but it wasn't worth it.
My preferred one of those is definitely the adventure one.
Oh, yeah.
I used to work with a guy, and anytime... a big old fucking estate. Anytime we used to go past each other on like a ride on motor or something, you just hear one of us screaming, "Adventure waits, huzzah!" As we're just going past each other. So many weird fucking looks after doing that. Worth it.
Adventure awaits, huzzah! I'm watching it right now.
Have you seen my town rat? Oh, he's evil now.
Yeah. No, Joel Hopper's great. I heard he recently transitioned from weekly skits to, like, monthly movies.
Damn.
Yeah, so, like, basically, like, when everybody decided to retire from YouTube, this was, like, he's like, I'm making a switch. And I feel like that's better for him because he's making like 40-minute long videos every month or something.
Oh, I know one. Have you heard of Brandon Rogers?
No.
Yes, I found one you don't know. Okay. In the meantime, I've got to ask, how did you come up with the idea for your show?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. This is an interview, after all. It can't just all be fucking clips that we talk about. So the Wizard Scroll started as, like, a little nugget of a kernel of an idea. When I was back in high school, I would listen to this show called Fantasy Fiction, which was basically two guys who, like, just wrote fantasy stories that are a little similar to what I do now. Maybe a little less polished, a little, like, even more crass than what I go for now. And basically the premise is they're going to write a story every other week just to, like, entertain each other and, like, keep up with each other. Because one of them had recently moved across the country.
Mm.
And so, like, I was listening to this show a lot. And I was like, oh, this was the podcast that got me into fantasy as a genre. Whereas I had no interest before. I had tried reading Lord of the Rings beforehand and I just couldn't get into it.
That's
too dry
for me. Chunky fucking book to start
with. When I was in eighth grade, I tried reading Lord of the Rings, and I fucking hated it. I like, stopped halfway through. I was like, this is not for me. And then, after a while, listening to Fantasy Fiction, I was like, okay, this fantasy thing, I can get behind. And all this, and, long story short, they broke up. And years later, I joined a creative writing class in college. Still inspired by Fantasy Fiction, I set out to write the most fucking horrid fantasy story I could for a grade. I ended up getting 100 in that class because I was like the one student who actually tried to write something. And I can't say that, but like I was one of the ones who tried harder than the rest, because like the final assignment was a 10-page story. I wrote 30 pages.
Oh fucking hell!
And basically that story was my original concept for the Wizard Scroll, where like after that class ended, I got 100, I had this 30 page story in hand. I'm like, what if I just keep writing and just like build up to it and just try to get something out of this? So I set out all of 2019 into the early months of 2020. I just wrote every single day for, if it was 40 minutes or 30 minutes at minimum, or maybe I get extra inspired, I want to do 3-hour writing session. Whatever I'm able to do that day, the main idea was to just get my ass in the chair and write something daily. And for a year, I basically toiled in silence. Nobody really knew what I was up to. I was a senior in college at this point, so I just kind of checked out mentally. Like, instead of actually listening to teachers and lectures, I had my headphones in, listening to music, writing fucking episodes. I remember there was this one episode in particular. I was, like, in the middle of class, and I am just trying, like, my absolute hardest to not fucking burst out laughing in the middle of class. Like, I'm sure I got a few weird looks that day, where it's just me, like, holding back tears, like... And so, yeah, so essentially that's how the Wizard Scroll came to be, was I just really liked the idea of writing, like, basically parody fantasy stories.
Hmm.
And just, like, that's where I got my start. And, like, after the first season came out, I was like, all right, you know what, I'm going to keep doing this. And that's where the ideas just kind of stem from. Every day I'm sitting here, I'm bound to find something in my in the ether that's gonna fucking be funny. Hopefully someone finds this funny other than myself, and if not, fuck it, I think this is hilarious.
That's what's worth it, isn't it? So as long as you're enjoying it still, that's
all
you
the
need.
Whole part of it. That's the entire point, is to enjoy what you're doing, because if I didn't like what I was doing, I wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's why, like, when I set about redoing season one, which the first time around took me a year to write it all, and then 4 months of recording, editing, and shit week by week. It was an experience. It was a learning experience, and it was a solitary one. Because I didn't really have friends in the audio spheres yet. I was just kind of doing this for myself, by myself.
Mm.
And this time around, I was like, fuck, I can't do that. I don't know how I managed to do that. It took me fucking 16 months, but I did it. I don't have 16 months this time. So I'm going to speed this up a little bit. I'm going to have some friends join me along the way. And so I had friends who helped me write, who, like, offered to do voices for me as well. And that just made the whole thing so much more fun and so much easier to grind through. Because then you have, like, people to talk to and, like,
bounce
ideas off of. Yeah. Exactly. So, like, some of the best gags this whole season were from other people's ideas. Like the fucking The Wizard Scroll animated that I recently released, where it's like, I'll give you 20 US American dollars, please. I didn't come up with that. That was my friend. And he's like, what if he says this? I was like, that's so fucking stupid. I love it.
But it works. That's the whole point. It works.
Yeah. Okay, so you have a Brandon Rogers clip here. Let me... You sent this a little while ago. Let me check it out.
This is part of a full show of things.
Okay, I like that. Is this, like, how your everyday life is?
No.
In England? We've been British for about 7 years and a half.
This guy was...
You just decide to transition one day.
Oh, mate. Honestly, if you try and find his actual show for this, it's actually surprisingly really well thought out.
Just that 30-second clip. I feel like I got the main idea.
See if I can find the one I found that got me into this. But you know, he's the actual voice of Blitzo in Hell of a Boss.
I can't believe it, because I've never heard of that before.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, dude.
I'm a baby. I'm a spring chicken. You gotta talk to me in ways that, like. Like I'm a fucking child at this point compared to you. Like, you gotta, like, how have you heard of fucking I don't know.
Let's see if I can find episode one. I'll send it to you.
I was trying to think of a fucking reference that, but, like, it would have been a reference that I wouldn't have known because I wasn't old enough. Have you heard of fucking Joey? The Friends spinoff?
God, that's crap.
Yeah, no. I remember when I first found out that existed, I was just like, why? And then when I found out it only lasted for like one season or some shit, I was like, that makes sense. That sounds terrible, and by the looks of it, it was.
Oh, it was. That's 13 minutes, I don't expect you to watch that now.
Okay. Okay, so this looks like Hasbin Hotel. Is this the same guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like the precursor, or like what's the deal here?
I'm not sure. This is their YouTube version, I think. Hasbin started off on YouTube originally, but then it obviously got bought up by Amazon. I think he's in that as well, but I can't tell you what character because I have yet to watch that. I think they're set in the same universe, in quotations, but I don't know.
I mean, the style looks almost identical.
Well, yeah, it's the same person.
So I'll give them that. They really, it's a very, like, I haven't watched Hasbin Hotel either, but, like, there's people who fucking love it, and there's people who, like, think it's just meh. And I don't know enough about it to really form an opinion, is the thing.
Ooh. That one you might like. Okay. Pot. Yay or nay?
Pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yay. That's something I'm into.
Right, then you might like this then.
I've actually been cutting back on smoking a little bit, but yeah, it's still something I enjoy every once in a while now. It used to be a daily habit for me, which was not it's not healthy. It's not like my brain wasn't really like able to handle it, and now I'm weaning myself off now. So I'm like I'm down to like once every 3 days I'll get high, and then I feel like that's a much more manageable. And it's a lot more, like, fun for me, because, like, when I get high, like, it really hits.
See, you know? Fuckers have it lucky over there. It's legal.
I have a medical card. So, basically, like, it's technically legal, but, like, you have to come up with a medical excuse and have it be sufficient for a doctor to say, yeah, he needs to smoke weed as well. This is Major Lazer Bad Seed, Episode 1.
Surely you've heard of the music.
Oh dear. These are really cool. I like the sound of this.
Yeah, Major Lazer is an actual... actual thing. It's music. But they made it an animated series for some of it. And it's fucking jokes.
That's fucking sweet. The animation, the sound, like it fits so well. This looks like a fucking episode of Wizard Scroll almost.
I love this. I could see that.
It's like an 80s cartoon style, like fucking skeletons and robots and lasers and shit. I love that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Glad I can fit in something you enjoy.
Yeah, no, that's great. So tell me about fucking Pint of Cthulhu a little bit more. Like, what's your, like, what was your deciding factor for starting this whole project with all your boys and your lads and your ladies?
So... I was listening to Arkham Files, another podcast. They are an amazing Call of Cthulhu podcast. Alex, the producer, as it were, writes all of their seasons, like the main seasons. He writes all of it himself.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a few inspirations here and there from certain games, but most of it is completely custom content. And I'd been attempting Twitch a couple of years back. I was that sad fucker that attempted that. I can admit it. And I met everyone on there. And I was like, right. Actually, apart from Cartman, I know Cartman from college. Okay. And one day I was at work and I was listening to it and I was like, you know what? I could do this. Yeah, exactly. I could fucking do this. Maybe not, obviously not as good, not sounding as good, but fuck it. I could try it.
I mean, that's the most important thing. It's like, you just like, I could do this. And then, like, if you do it enough, it starts to sound way better, like, once you actually know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Like, you have to execute first, and then the skills will come later. Because nobody's first fucking foray into anything is ever any good. Yeah. You don't fucking pop out the womb painting Picasso paintings. Like, you gotta learn how to do it first. But the important thing is, like, you went in there and you fucking did it.
Yeah.
And that's very commendable. It's a lot more than I can say about most other people who try things.
Yeah. I mean, I rounded up the crew from the people that I kind of clumped with on Twitch. Cap, Jay, Toucan, Josh. Basically, they were all people that we started kind of collaborating, playing games with. We were on Discord already. And I just sent them all a message one day. I said, fuck it, I'm going to put this together. I've got the material, I've got the stuff. We've all got mics, we've all got recording software. Shall we try it?
Definitely a plus, having the actual equipment.
I sent my mate Cartman a message. I've known him since college, like 2009. I said to him, dude, I know you've never really played any games. You're funny as fuck. I want you on. And it just kind of... Season 1 sucked. Audio-wise, it was crap. It was absolutely abysmal. It's been sent off to... one of the friends that I've met now doing this, Styles, to attempt to make it sound better. He's doing wonders with it. He's actually working some serious hardcore magic with a fucking dirty MP3, so, you know.
So, like, you just have the one MP3. You don't have, like, the actual, like, each individual track anymore. That's lost to time now.
Yep. As soon as it's done, it's converted into one, and that's it. Because I don't have the space on the computer to keep every individual track.
That's true. I'm in a very different spot, actually.
Yeah?
Where, when I started out, I still had fucking, like, basically everything.
Wow.
From 2020 all the way up until now. Somehow. It just so happened that the computer I was using at the time just had a fucking shit ton of storage in it, and I was just able to keep downloading shit. Later on, I upgraded. I have a Surface Pro 8 now that I fucking love this thing, especially for podcasting, because it's a third screen that I can, like, look at and just have the script on and shit while I'm standing up. But, yeah, so I have like, a terabyte of storage on OneDrive now, so that's where I keep all my shit now.
Damn.
And I also have a backup. I have a backup external drive just sitting here on my shelf as well. So in case the EMP blast fucking wipes all this out, I'm still like, I it's not a clean slate for me. I still got a little bit. Fingers crossed, nothing like that happens.
Mm. Oh, fair play.
Yeah. So that's been instrumental in helping me redo the first season, was having all of the, like, I can just, like, put the same sound effects in and the same music if there's no change needed.
Hmm.
And if I do need to change it, I can just fucking put new shit in.
That is incredibly lucky and very forethinking.
I had no idea that I would still be, like, I guess, like, when I first started, I figured I might still be going, but there's really no way you can tell. There's really no way you can think that far ahead and be like, oh yeah, I'll be doing this exact podcast in this exact way for fucking time in memoriam.
Hmm. I mean, a lot of the time, like, these things just die out for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it doesn't catch on. People, like, they see their numbers don't grow, and they're like, man, what's this for? Why am I doing this if no one's enjoying it?
Mm.
And then that's the part where the person themselves making it isn't enjoying it anymore. Like, whether or not they enjoyed it to start with is irrelevant, because now they're just focused on fucking numbers, watching the numbers go up, and the positive feedback of others. Which, none of that should matter if you really enjoy what you're doing and you have the financial funds to actually produce what you're doing. None of the other stuff matters. And especially, like, I guess the biggest factor is time. Mm-hmm. If you have the time to do it.
That's a point. How long does it take you then to edit from recording to finished product? How long does it take you to make one episode?
It depends on how you classify it. So let's say, hypothetically, the whole script is done. I have everybody's lines already recorded, and all that's left for me to do is to record my stuff, edit everything, put it all together, and then ship it out. That would take me, I'd like to say, maybe 3 days.
Wow, that's pretty damn quick. All right,
including writing, that goes up by a whole lot. So if I'm starting from a fresh slate, It would probably take me about 3 weeks to write an episode.
Damn.
And then, of course, there's the issue of, like, having other people record their lines. Like, some people are really good with getting me their lines on time. Mm. Some people have lives, have kids, have whatever's going on, whatever issue. And obviously, I'm not going to, like, be mad at them for having a family emergency. So, like, okay, whatever. However long it takes, it's going to be worth the wait. I already know that. So, there's no issue there. It's just, like, it's a bottleneck that, like, I have no control over.
Yeah.
So I just like to take care of as absolutely as much as I can do myself without the bottleneck, and just like work around that as much as I can. And that's usually how I like to operate now. Cool. But like my production cycle is mostly stems from how I started, which was I would do one of these a week. I had all 16 of the episodes written. But what I would do is I would record it, edit, produce, and then publish over a 1 week span. Mm. And so what I would usually do is Mondays the episode would go out. Tuesday, Wednesday, I would take a break. Maybe Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning, I would start. I would record everything that first day. Then I would, like, the next day, I would add the music. Then the following day, I would add the sound effects and, like, tweak it a little bit. And that's 3 days right there. And so maybe a fourth day if it's like an especially taxing episode with a lot going on might take an extra day. So 3-4 days is usually my average for when everything is going right and there's nothing left for anyone else to do for me. That's usually the amount of time it takes.
Hmm.
Which for a show of my caliber, like that seems like it's not like it seems like a lot or not a lot, right? Like how long, like if you were to undergo the same kind of thing that I'm doing, how long do you think it would take you
completely writing a script? I mean, considering we've
like let's say hypothetically the script is already written, every other character's voice is already there, and it's just up to you to do all the rest of the work yourself. How long do you think that would take you?
How long of an audio are we talking about?
Let's say, like, it's a half-hour episode. That's usually how long mine are.
Maybe about
which
a
is
week.
That's a bit shorter for than your episode.
Half a week, I think, maybe.
Yeah, that's about the same amount of time that
I managed to get out two. We record in batches of two.
Mm.
And it takes about a week to get those done.
Okay.
Depending on...
Yeah, but that's a long fucking episode, though. Like, those guys go, like, up to an hour, hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, they're both an hour. Stand-up, we used to be 2 hours, but we noticed audience retention was fucking crap at the end of it.
Who's listening to 2 hours of this guy with a fucking iPhone 4 fucking held up to his face? Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So we cut them down to an hour to make A, editing easier, and B, just to see if we could pick up retention. It has. It has improved massively.
That's good. That's really good that you figured that out.
Well, it wasn't that hard to work out. It was just you watch that little line go across of listening, 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 and giving up.
Yep.
It's like, okay, yeah. To be fair, I can't blame people for it. As I say, season one was terrible. Season two was a bit better.
I had the same exact issue where my season one, I was proud of it at the time, but then listening back to it, like even like when I was only halfway done with season two, listening back to season one, especially the earlier ones where I didn't really know how to like adjust my microphone sensitivity or anything. I was literally whispering into the mic just to make it so it wouldn't clip the audio kind of deal. So it was just... Like, the audio quality was not that great, to say the least. I got a Blue Snowball Ice, this $50 little fucking nugget.
Oh, dude, those are awesome. Don't knock the nugget.
For what? I was able to do a lot with that thing, don't get me wrong. But when you upgrade to a fucking Shure M7,
oh, yeah.
That thing looks like a fucking piece of shit. I'm not going to lie. Am I allowed to swear on your show? Or are you going to censor it? Or
are we swearing baby. Today?
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. Okay.
Spoiler alert, anyway, yes. One of our latest episodes, we all showed torture of one of our players.
That's good.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome.
So swear away. We don't care.
I have an episode where the sexual acts in the episode are so disgusting that even I, the narrator, pass out. And I have to get a backup narrator to describe what happens. That was one of the best fucking gags of the whole season, where fucking my friend Kier comes in. He's like, it was at this point in the story where the unsavory sights and smells of the setting caused the narrator to pass out. So we hired a mime to interpret the rest of the...
Oh, I remember that, Zay, yeah.
Zay fucked.
And he was both the narrator and the mime for that. Like, at, when, like, my friend was the one who came up with that whole thing. And then when he said that, I was like, this is so fucking stupid, I love it. And I know exactly who's gonna do it, too. Like, it was at that moment where I was like, okay, well, clearly having help to help write these is the play. Because this is so much better than anything I could have come up with on my own.
Hmm. Well, you do need that second mind to bounce off of.
Yeah. I like the team of three. It's like a small elite team. Where it's obviously it's me sitting there typing all the shit down, doing like the lion's share of the work, but that's just how I roll. Like, that's like, this is my show. I'm not gonna like, can you write a scene for me and have it on my desk by tomorrow 7 a.m. collated? Like, that's not how I roll. Like, this is my show. I'm in the trenches with them. Like, I'm just trying to make the process easier for me rather than burdening others. You know, like, this is just, my friends are here with me, giving me funny ideas to write down.
See, that's where we differ so much, because ours is all just pure improv.
Yeah, I've done a little improv in my day as well. I've had a few, one of my episodes is like, I just decided, hey, you know what? In lieu of writing a script, I'm just going to have two of my friends come on, and we're going to improv, like, this dungeon that we're in. And then I, like, pull out a fucking... I go on fucking Google, and I'm like, all right, let me roll a die.net. And I'm like, okay, well, Crystal rolled a 4, so she attacks the fucking monster. And it's like, we're playing an RPG all of a sudden, but it's just, like, a D6. Wow. It's just the most fucking rudimentary-ass shit. Like, even easier than the Space King system. You know, which, what? Even that, like... Like, it was just, like, all bullshit.
I'm gonna have to run you a game at some point.
Oh, I would love to. Like, so, like, what game do you play? What's your game of choice for this? For your podcast?
I mean, we do multiple, so it's hard to pinpoint one.
Name a few of them. Like, which ones have you liked? Which ones have you seen, like, given you a lot? Like, which ones have you had the most fun with? Which ones have, like... are fun for listeners to listen to? Like, what do you got? Because you know a lot more about this than I do. I just want to pick your brain a little bit.
D&D was probably the first one that we branched out more into, a bit more improv. Call of Cthulhu, we were very... I was very much by the book. Read it all, kind of tried to work it out by that. So it felt a bit more on rail. D&D... Toucan, he took over for that season, and he did an incredible job letting us just completely fuck with it. So that was quite a bit of fun. I mean, we're supposed to have taken this wizard guy alive. Instead, we break in through the secret passageway.
Shotgun to the head.
Tackle him to the floor and stick a dick through his ear.
His ear? Whose dick? Like, was it... Mine. One of your player character's dicks?
It was an obsidian penis.
Stuck detached.
Straight through his ear.
Like a fucking gorgon came and turned a guy to stone. You ripped the dick off of the statue and just shoved it in a guy's ear. Yep. I love it. I love the energy in there.
Fallout. Cap's running that. He's got a few modules he's working from, but it is very much kind of improv-y as well. Some of the weird shit we've done in that. It's been so much. I mean, we had an old lady orgasm herself to death over cheese.
I'll have what she's having.
That's a spoiler
I'll
for
have
an
what
episode
she's
or two.
Having. If someone made that joke, I wouldn't be surprised.
Actually, I don't think we did.
My goodness. You should add me in there.
Oh, hell yeah. Salvage Union.
I'll be Tin Man. I'll be like,
I'll have what she's having.
And then you'll hear like a... Yeah, hold on, hold on. I have a soundboard for this. I'm prepared. Hold on.
Oh, the classic Discord one. We do use that. Actually, I'll tell you what, after this, come into our chat and I'll play you some of the soundboard shit we have in there.
Oh my god. I fucking love, like, here, I can play you some of the ones that I have in here, one by one. We'll just go through the list. Okay. And we'll rank them, I guess. That'll be our next segment here. So I guess I'll add these in post, because the I'll have to edit these into the actual episode, but here we go. We'll go one at a time. That's a classic. You love that one. Mm. And then here's a... That's from a skit I did with my friend called Your Cock's Trending on Twitter, where he's like, dude, your cock's trending on Twitter. And then he goes outside to his chicken coop, and his rooster is like all over Twitter. And then the rooster just looks at the camera, and he just says cock, and that's all he says. And next we have this one. Classic SpongeBob clip.
He has a few for you.
The fucking Sting, that other SpongeBob thing.
There it is.
That's a classic one. So you like that one? So one of the running gags of the show now, I guess, is just like, if a character gets stabbed that is bleeding out and dying on the floor, they'll just repeatedly say, I'm dying, ah, I'm dying, ah, just way longer than they should actually stay alive for.
Yeah.
And so, one day when I was recording, I was just making myself laugh. I'm like, hey, I'm dying here. And then the last one we have is this one, of course. Which is, that's the fucking, it's the audio Sting that plays after every episode of Wizard Scroll Knights, which is my side show with this interview, among many other things in it.
There you go, I've sent you a few of our ones, you can have a listen to those.
Oh my goodness, toucanconfession.wave, let's hear.
And that's how I found out I liked furry porn.
I love that. It's fucking just like play that randomly in the middle of a fucking call.
We do.
Take a shit dot wave. I love these titles.
Wenigan, would you like to take a shit?
Would you like to take a shit? I can imagine like the context to that. It's like roll a d20 for shit.
Well, he completely misspoke because it's not what he was trying to say. It just everyone was just like, wait, did you actually just fucking ask him to take a shit?
I rolled a one. Oh no, I'm constipated. I failed.
Gallons upon gallons of semen.
Oh, semen.wave is, I think, my favorite of the bunch.
Gallons upon gallons.
Gallons upon gallons. Oh, man.
In the actual Discord, there's a few more. There's,
I'll have to check that out in a little bit. Oh, that's brilliant.
There's the old put a finger in, put it in deep, try and rape them.
Oh, no.
The best thing about this is because I run a secondary computer at times to basically in case our audio fucks, which it has done a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So half the time I start that early and they don't realise I'm recording half the shit they say. I mean, I could just pop in at times and I'll just have my audio going just in case, because it's just funny to catch them unaware.
Yeah.
Some of it I can't play.
Yeah, for obvious reasons, but that stays in the vault. In case, like, one of them does you dirty and you have to cancel them, that's when you whip that out.
There you go. There's one I can't play for people. When it comes up. Sorry, I've had a garlic bread. I shouldn't be eating whilst doing this.
No, it's all good. China.wave. All right, well, I won't play that one on the show, but it's pretty good too.
Funny enough, I didn't actually cut it.
You left it in.
Yeah, I completely forgot to cut it.
That's beautiful. I love that.
So far, no problems.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so is there anything else you wanted to discuss? Because we've going for almost an hour here. I feel like this is usually about as long as the average length of an episode for me. So, do you have any special any final remarks or any topics that we didn't touch on that you wanted to bring up?
Oh, there's probably plenty we can talk about, but we'll save it for another time if you want. I think the one thing, I have to give one partial bit of wisdom or something. Do it for the fun of it.
Yes.
Don't expect to become rich off of doing it.
Right. Yeah.
Won't.
I was fortunate enough to get added to Fable and Folly. I haven't really seen much of the ad revenue in terms of but I know it's there because the ads do play. And the downloads have been increasing, so I hope at some point they decide to, you know, give me a fucking quarter or something, because that would be cool. I mean, I don't have to pay for hosting, so that's a plus. I don't have to pay dues or anything to be on the network, so that's another plus. My old network that I was on, called Fandom Limb, I had to pay $10 a month to be part of the network.
What?
And then it would be, automated PayPal payments, and then, when the month was up, I would get, fucking, 34 cents in ad revenue back, and then, I would give the guy $10. So, it'd be, I would be, a negative $9 fucking 86 cent per month operation. So, I'm making more than that. So, I can say with confidence that this was definitely an upgrade.
Yeah,
and plus, that network is defunct now. And they're officially shut at closing doors in July, which this episode will probably be out after that. Because I'm just fucking so far ahead in terms of episodes. So this won't be out for a while. I'm sure your cut will probably be out earlier.
We can work on releasing at the same time.
You can schedule it. You want to wait till fucking August to release it?
I've done longer.
Yeah. I have a patron exclusive episode that I did, where I recorded it back in 2022, and then it didn't come out on my Patreon until 2024. So I guess that's the longest I've really held something in the vault for.
Wow.
But it was just I wasn't able to finish it, and so it was part one, and then part two just never happened. So it was just all right, so this is, but there's so many funny bits in this, it would be a crime for it to not be listen to by somebody. Because I remember editing it months later after the fact and just fucking crying. It was it's just one character just gets roasted for 2 minutes straight for no reason. I'm just oh, you fucking, I guess the plot was he goes to the future, this one guy goes to the future, and then everybody's just oh, you past ass bitch, fuck you, fucking piece of past shit.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so stuff like that. I just love the off-the-cuff nature of the fucking improv stuff. It's definitely adds, it breathes new life into it. Because, you can go by a script, but, when you're in the moment, you can come up with something that's funnier than on the page. I'll encourage that of all my actors. If you have something that's funnier than what I wrote down, by all means, fucking let it loose. Whether I use it or not, that's a different debate. But, if it'll make me laugh, that's still a fun time for me in the editing process, in the chair.
Makes it go quicker as well.
9 times out of 10, it is a better line in general. So I just, it's just the character being themselves.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah, so I love the, you got a whole, a whole thing going on over there. Like, you have, like, this whole community. You have, like, I just love how we met on Twitter. Like, it just so happened I had posted the fucking, like, one of the clips on Twitter. And you're like, oh, this looks interesting. I'll check this out. And then, like, later on, you're like, oh, this is fucking awesome. I love this. And now we're just talking. Now we're buds. I love that. Yeah. Like, that's what this is all about.
A lot of the time, it's that easy just to stop talking to people. Just be like, oh, that could be interesting. It is fucking interesting. Yeah. They need to know it's interesting. Yeah. And that's how pretty much everyone in our Discord, that's any of the other podcasters, that's just how we went. It's just like, yeah. I like your shit. You like our shit? Let's start talking.
Yeah, you know what? That's where some of my best friends now are from. Like, Skylar from Omega Star 7, we were talking about him a little bit earlier. I just, like, cannot stop, like, singing his praises on this show that he doesn't listen to. But, like, it's true. Like I learned so much from him in terms of, like, how to do an audio drama, the proper equipment, the proper software. Because I know you're still on Audacity as well. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Freezing. Are the allegations true?
Yeah.
Fucking, like, I know we spoke a little bit a couple days ago, I think, about Reaper and the advantages. Like, I cannot recommend it enough. Like, the sooner you make the switch, the better. Like, it's just so, like, it is, like, I understand. Like, that I was feeling that exact same way. I had that exact thought. But it is just, like, it's, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just, like, it works. It doesn't crash as much. Hmm. It's crashed on me a handful of times, but that was my own fault.
Actually, I can't say.
But like,
Audacity crash, it has crashed.
Audacity is fucking trash compared to Reaper.
I don't.
It's fine for what it is. I still use it from time to time. I still have it down here on my taskbar next to Reaper, so because like just in case I need to record computer audio, I'll just open up Audacity and do it there. Like, I'm sure Reaper has that functionality, too, and I just never figured it out here. So Audacity's safe for now.
Until you find a button.
Exactly. Have you ever done that on Audacity? Have you ever recorded your computer audio with that?
Oh, yeah. So, when I used to do sound effects for Season 2, I did not realize that the program we use, you could just drag and drop it. So I used to sit there for up to half an hour sometimes recording audio.
Various sounds.
Yeah. Which I could have then just dragged them fucking. As soon as I got told, oh, you can do that, I was like, wait, what? But yeah, just drag and drop it, look. Fuck.
Like the software that you're paying for, like, doesn't have this functionality. That'd be kind of sad. I'm so glad you figured that out. But you figured out a different roundabout way instead, and that's commendable. Like, back when I first started with Audacity, I literally didn't know that you could drag tracks back and forth.
Ooh.
Like, what I would do is I would copy blank space and paste it in order to move tracks around.
Wow.
It was bad. Like, for the first 5 weeks of Wizard Scrolls Season 1, like, I legitimately didn't know that you could, like, drag and move things. Like, it was an issue. Like, I was like, there's gotta be an easier way. Lo and behold, there is. All you gotta do is click this one button and then you're able to drag and drop shit. But yeah, Reaper is like the training wheels are off. This is the software that professionals use. And it's just like, I've heard that recent updates to Audacity have given it plugins as well. Is that true?
Yeah, actually, we use, actually, I used to use, I don't anymore because I realised they're jank, but you can get WA Productions, all their plugins work with it. I think there's a couple others that work with it, I've not checked them all, but again, it's, they work as they should do. So you do get that clash of interfaces with Audacity's basic bitch and some professional made plugin. It looks janky as fuck, but it works.
Because I know, like, back when I was, like, first made the switch, like, back in March, April of 2022, Audacity wasn't there yet. Version 3.0 had just come out. I was losing hours of work basically every time I tried to edit an episode. Like, it would just crash for no fucking reason. Okay. And I was on my last fucking... It was on the last straw, basically. And then I was like, hey, wait. I just got an email from whatever service. It was like, Waves is the name of the company, I guess. These plugins are on sale. I was like, oh, shit. There's a sale on plugins. I can save so much if I buy these plugins. And then it didn't occur to me until after I had bought all these fucking plugins that Audacity doesn't do that. I was like, fuck, now I gotta find a different software now. I tried toying with Ableton a little bit. Have you ever heard of that one?
No, that's new to me.
That one's like for musicians. Like, I have a keyboard that I used to use a lot. That was like Ableton is like the software that, like, it has a bunch of MIDI instruments in it, and like you can use it to make loops and tracks and like music. So not really what I know how to do. It's out of my ken, really. And then after toying around with Ableton for all of 5 minutes and not knowing how to do it, I was like, hey, you know what? Skylar uses Reaper. He's a music man. He has plugins that work there. This might be the fit. And the rest was history.
Yeah, if it works, it works.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the... It was just... Yeah, but, like, it's just, like... You know, like, when you're in Audacity and you gotta apply the same effect to each individual track, right? Mm-hmm. Each individual clip. What you do in Reaper is there's, like, this little button called FX on the side next to the track. You just click that, you load your fucking sound effects into that, and then it just applies all of the fucking changes automatically across the entire, like, length of your project.
Yeah, you can do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, Audacity's fucking has ups now. I didn't realize that they, like, actually, like, are decent now. Mm-hmm. But back when I had Audacity, this shit was like fucking a caveman banging two rocks together. And then Skylar shows up with the fucking with fire for the first time, and my eyeballs explode with awe and wonder at this software that can do so much cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can highlight multiple tracks and apply it that way, or if you go into the audio that you want the effects to be applied on, if you were going to have the entire thing on all of them, then yeah, you can just add the effects in. There's a little button that literally just says effects, and you can add them.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah?
So when you're in there, can you, like, okay, let's say you add your compressor and then you do your normalizer. And then, like, later on, you're like, oh, fuck, I should have done the normalizing first or whatever. Would you be able to change the order of the effects as they're applied retroactively in Audacity?
I'm not sure if you can once you've done it, like, through the main channel. If you're doing it to all of it. Once
right,
it's applied,
that's,
it's applied. You can.
That's the main. That's the main thing with Reaper. You can, like, let's say, like, oh, I need to apply a reverb effect, but I want it to be before everything else, so it's like it doesn't sound all fucky. Let me just add this reverb, put it in the beginning of this list of effects here, and it'll apply that first, and then everything else.
I mean,
like, hours later.
To be
fair, could save so much. It saves so much time, like version control and shit. It's just so much easier of a system. I'm sure Audacity maybe one day will get there. They might catch up with the technology that already exists in Reaper for years. But that's just something to consider.
It might do it. I'm just very basic at how I edit.
Yeah. I mean, we all have our own methods. We all have our own. I remember, like, there was a couple times where to keep talking about this guy you don't know, but I was in the, like, helping, like, basically Skylar wanted to show me basically his entire project file. So he zoomed out. This man has fucking 76 individual audio tracks with all this shit. And I'm like, why? How? This is fucking ridiculous. But that's the system that works for him.
Yeah.
And you know what? You have a system that works for you. I have a system that works for me. And then, like, if we were to Freaky Friday and I had to make your show and you had to make mine, I'm sure that you would apply your tricks of the trade into doing what I do, and I would, and likewise, I would download Reaper on your computer and just like completely change up your entire thing as well.
There's an
idea. Just like we're all brought up differently.
I'm down if you are for trying that.
What, a Freaky Friday?
Yeah.
I just live your life for a day.
not that intense. Yeah, just like,
it's just like, hey Chris, here's my fucking hours of audio. Can you make an episode for me?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
I could give you a vocal track. Well, obviously, I wouldn't say we use this for our actual episodes.
But like, it'd be interesting to find out. Yeah.
Well, I'm down if you are at some point.
I'm down. Like, yeah, we can just exchange. Like a 5-minute clip or something, like just something small.
Yeah.
And then we just like take a screenshot at the end, and we'll just see what's different, what's not, and then how it sounds, obviously.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm down for that.
So is it like we're gonna use the same audio, or do you wanna, like, I give you some audio, and then you give me some from your sphere? Or should we collaborate on a skit?
I mean, I'm down for that as well.
Let's just do that right now. Fuck it. We do it live.
Yeah. All right. How do you want to do
that? Okay. I'm going to pull up fucking... Okay. Let me just bear with me 1 second.
Yeah, no,
I'm trying to think. I'm having a Jimmy Neutron brain blast moment right now. I'm trying to think of what to do. None of that. Let me just ask the robot.
Robot?
Okay. Okay, so let's say we're at Best Buy. You're the customer service guy, and then I'm coming in with a faulty product that you had sold me. Mm-hmm. That's our skit. You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Okay. Ding dong! I open the door. Storm inside.
Noticing angry customer walking in. Prepare the button underneath the table, just in case.
Okay, you get the silent alarm prepared. I'm like, excuse me, sir. Let me read your name tag there, James, if that is your real name. Let me tell you, I just purchased this fucking $1,000 iPad Pro Plus, all right? And I was trying to, like, operate it, but the thing is, it doesn't turn on. So what's the deal here? Why are you selling broken products to a guy like me? This is ridiculous.
Well, have you tried the turn-on button?
Obviously, I tried the turn-on button, okay? Like, this, what do you think? You think I'm a fucking fool? Like, I'm not gonna press the power button to turn it? Wait a minute. Shit, what? It turned on.
Well, there you go, my, then.
I just drove all the way out here. Fuck, man. Shit. Okay, well, thanks for this service, I guess. I'm glad that we could resolve this in a peaceful manner. Good day.
What the fuck?
Skit over. And then we'll both edit that in our own way. So, like, yeah, so that's how we'll do it. Oh, is like, fuck. When your version of the episode comes out, your version will be done. When my version comes out, my version will be on there. And then we'll see. We'll compare and contrast.
Let's fucking go. I mean, that's going to be a janky little fucking 5 minutes. Probably 2 minutes, wasn't it?
Less than 2 minutes. It was like 30 seconds.
Oh, come on. You've got longer in you than that, don't you?
Something like that.
Come on. Okay. Deep, dark, mysterious woodlands. You're riding alone. You've been separated from the rest of your group. What are the thoughts running through your head?
Oh, gosh. These dark, mysterious woods sure are spooky. I wonder... I hope my friends are all right. What was that?
You suddenly see a skeleton coming out of the out of the mist wearing nothing more than a chain bikini.
Oh my god. It's equal parts spooky and sexy. I don't know how to feel.
Hey, darling. What a good time at the boning.
Ye gods! A skeleton! Like, how does it work? Like, there's no organ. There's no penis or vagina or anything. Like, what do I do with this? Like, how do I perform sexual acts with you, Mr. What is your name, kind skeleton, sir? Or madam, or they, them, whatever.
Two copper pieces and you can find out all you want to know.
Two copper pieces? What a bargain. This fucking skeleton, we're walking side by side in the woods, and we find this fucking, there's this little hole in the ground. Alright, so you're telling me that your sex dungeon is down in this hole, huh? This Bugs Bunny-esque fucking rabbit hole that leads to your home, is that true?
Yeah, that's right. Don't pay much rent on it these days. Bit damp. Couple of rats.
Ah, the rats, I see. That could be nourishment for a fellow with a stomach such as myself. Why don't we step inside and see what other fun things you have in here? Oh my goodness. That's a fucking full on like medieval style torture device that you're gonna chain me up in this and oh dear.
Don't mind
what have that. I gotten myself into? How'd you know my deepest, darkest secret kink? I've always wanted to be 2 inches taller.
I can't go. I haven't drank enough of this.
I think we just end it there. That's the whole episode's done now.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
All right, I'm going to stop my recording.